It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. Dude, episode 1, 2, 3. Anyway, I'm told, Sam, you're still via satellite, but you've crawled down into the satellite, I'm told.
Yeah, it's much better here. There's less solar wind and flares, but still a great view.
Yeah, the solar wind and flares had been pretty distracting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Less solar wind and flares. So stupid.
Well, it's not solar wind and solar flares. There's solar wind and then a guy who kept throwing
solar
flares.
Are pretty consistent. Like there's just like one every once in a while or something.
Yeah. No, it was like road flares. Just said solar wind and flares.
Well,
like,
yeah, you're in a satellite, so it's...
Yeah. They're doing some work on the satellite. How does that happen every time... You're on a satellite. They're like doing work
fucking
on it.
Fucking construction
like,
work. Got
yeah.
It.
It's like when you are driving somewhere, it's like fucking construction again. It's the same in space.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Constantly doing construction.
Sam's here teaches about space. So what you're saying is it's the same, basically the same
it's
as here.
Exactly the same. It's just darker kind of.
Space is not so different from us.
Yeah. It's a little colder.
You know what's annoying that's not funny at all is people who say different to. You notice that? Oh, that's different to this. Like, how are you different to something?
Well, I don't talk to anybody, so.
Oh, well, you're in space, but. Yeah. But here on Earth, we have,
one plus to space, no talking to anybody.
But they just built a Taco Bell next to your satellite, though.
Oh, my God. You ruined my whole, the whole show.
Okay. Yeah. I'll cut that out.
That would actually be the all-time greatest thing is if you got on a satellite in space and they built a Taco Bell next to the satellite.
It would be a Taco Bell satellite, like, right? They need a Taco Bell satellite. Yeah, they've got to. Everybody needs satellites. Broadcast tacos near you, to you.
Yeah. Well, for the, like, headset girl and everything. Mm. The order and everything like that. It's all satellite, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The drive-through window.
Yeah, it doesn't go right to the drive-through window. It goes to the satellite and then down to the drive-through window.
That's how all signals work, right? Everything has to bounce off a satellite.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have to. It's just way cooler to do it that way. We don't need satellites
really
for anything.
Cool.
It's just fucking awesome. It makes no sense. Like whatever is broadcasting, it's just like you know, like we have radio stations that have a signal to go, but someone was like, it would be fucking amazing if we sent it to space first and then back. I don't need to do it.
Yeah.
To think about it, why would you need to do that?
It seems a little out of your way.
Yeah, it's like, let's send a signal out of our planet and then back in the planet. It's like, we could just send it in the planet. There's no reason to do that.
Oh, man.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the equivalent. I can't, I'm just saying.
No.
I was trying to think of a good analogy. Like, okay, you're driving to work, right?
Yeah.
Do you drive up into space and then down to your workplace?
Yeah.
Or do you just drive to work?
They just want to do something hard and not, like, the satellite has to be spinning in the orbit, you know? It doesn't just sit. I don't know if everyone knows this, but I'm not sitting still out there, up here. I mean, I don't know why I said out there. You're down there. It's weird. It's like
you're
east.
You're making us understand it.
It's like out west and back east. It's like that for me now. It's like down there. And I used to say up here or whatever, up there, down here. Now it's down there and up here. Anyway.
You have to like. Different.
Yeah. It's space dialect.
Satellite dialect.
There's different regional satellite dialects.
Yeah, depending on, are you in like the stratosphere? Are you in the more, there's different regions. Yeah.
Also, when I'm over like, different countries and stuff, there's, if I pass a guy on another satellite over, depending on where we are, it's still learning that. But anyway, you have to beam the signal to where it's moved. Like, how does it even work? It's impossible. It's actually not possible.
Well, it's cool. They do the ones where it all depends on how high up you are. Like, that's how fast you have to go. So there's a certain height. Maybe this is where you are. I'm not sure. Have you measured? But there's a certain height where the orbit takes exactly 24 hours. So it's a geosynchronous satellite. So it stays right over exactly one spot. It's kind of cool. But but still, it doesn't make any sense that we send anything there. Like, it doesn't solve the issue.
Yeah, anyway. Is it like a bong or something where we clean up the signal through the thing and then it comes back down? It's just cleaner. Like, safer to digest.
Yeah.
It gets all like...
Cool down the signal. Anyway. I already did this worthless joke of cologne ads being a picture of a guy, so I've been holding.
Yeah, that one we already did.
Yeah, let me knock that off my list.
Might have been in the bonus.
Oh, did you have stuff? I feel like I've been doing
I have a lot of stuff, actually.
Oh, good. You do stuff.
Well, first off, the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life happened to me tonight. I already told you, and you already sort of said something, but try to imagine me, number one Taco Bell fan in the world. There's no way anyone could like it more than I do. I will eat Taco Bell every time it's presented to me as an option. And where I'm at, we've talked about before, but basically wherever you live, you just go to whatever the fast food is that's the closest, pretty much,
Yeah,
we went to Burger King a million times when we lived by one, or I lived by one. Now I don't go there because there's not one. And then now
fundamentally changes your life and diet.
It does.
Just because there probably is one, but it's like 0.6 miles further.
Yeah.
Than whatever.
It's over by the Costco, It's like
there's not too many like places in this country where you can be all that far away from a given fast food place.
Yeah,
it's just like
true.
It's one more stop down or one. Yeah. But that makes all the difference in the world. As soon as something's closer, even by a quarter mile, then it's the default.
Well, because with fast food, you're just trying to get it fast. The whole thing. So you're fast. You want it fast, which also includes driving and waiting through the drive-thru, which is why McDonald's is pretty much the best because they're the fastest at getting you your fast food. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was driving the other. So, I have my office and house. They're pretty close. And between here and my house, there's nothing. There's a McDonald's pretty close. That's where I usually go. The Taco Bells are in like if I was the point of a triangle, they're like at the two, they're each are as close to me, but different direction. There's not one that's closer is what I'm trying to say. Uh-huh. They're both too far away. So I go to different ones, but I was driving the other way that I never go back up into an area. There's no reason to ever go there. There's like a high school over there. I don't go
because there's no Taco Bells.
And there's no Taco Bell. Yeah. There's nothing over there. And I was driving over there. Our friends of ours live over there. And it's like a gang thing, friends of ours. And
they're made men. That's what you're saying.
I could tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was half paying attention because, I was driving or whatever. I wasn't really looking where I was going or anything. And I just looked to the left and there was a fucking pristine Taco Bell. Like it was just born out of the ground.
Well, that's how they are born.
Yeah, it was. But I know. So I said that.
Someone lays a Taco Bell egg in the earth.
It was perfect. 12
years ago. Yeah.
I actually, dude, I was trying to remember because this is like 2 hours ago this happened or 3 hours ago.
Yeah, that's how I was trying to remember.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time remembering this.
It's space. Space gets space time is different from they talk about space time, different time.
Right next to a black hole, so everything's weird.
I don't think that's right.
I was trying to remember what went through my mind when I looked and I saw, because for the first half second, it was weird. It was confusing. Like I looked at it and I was like, there's not a brand new Taco Bell right there. It's not possible.
You thought, okay, is this a desert mirage situation?
Yeah.
Like,
then
how
I thought
long
about,
have I been
did
without
I,
water?
Yeah. All right. Did I get knocked out in my car and I've now been driving like the gas has been going for several hours? Like it was because it's also weird when you live in a certain area, but you never go one direction. I don't know if that happens to you, but. There's everything from where I live is to the sides and down. There's nothing up. So I don't go there. Sorry, space terms. We don't have any north south.
Those are technical
here.
Just, space terms. Yeah. That might sound confusing.
But I don't go up. There's nothing. I was just driving up there, and it was like, there's
been
a
space
fucking...
for 2 fucking weeks. He's already yeah. using the space terms. Yeah. God, it's such a pain in the ass. Anyway, trying to sound cool.
But it was just a brand new Taco Bell. Yeah, and amazing. It wasn't like I drove 10 minutes. It was the next, like I went through the stop sign where I would turn, or I went through the traffic light where I would normally turn right to go home. I just went straight, and it was on the left. Like it's, I could drive there in 1 minute every day from where I work.
Changer.
It's unbelievable.
Game
I can't
changer.
Even explain how happy
paradigm
I am.
Paradigm shift.
Yeah. I will never go anywhere else ever. And it's wow. new. It's a perfect. There was like the people that were, I could see the workers. They have no hair or anything. They're like brand new born Taco Bell workers. Yeah.
Well, when
they're
a Taco Bell is born, it's born with the new people yeah. inside working.
That's what I'm
at
saying.
It. Yeah.
Their okay. skin is like perfect. It's all tight and it's like there's no sauce stains or anything. They're like
their
just
hats
perfect
are all
people.
Clean. They're purple yeah. and black hats or whatever.
Yeah, there was several people getting an accident. We were all rubbernecking and like a huge crash. But I told you that it was being constructed. I thought it was being built or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got to the party thing, the little dinner I just went to, and it was a hot topic. The first thing I said when I went through the door is like, "Do you guys know that there's a Taco Bell like right by your house?" And they're like, "Yeah, we went there yesterday." And I was like, "It's functioning. It's providing Taco Bell. I could go there and receive Taco Bell right now." It's unbelievable, dude. I've been in this office for now a year and a half. And there's just a new Taco Bell right here. I can't think of anything better that you could possibly tell me that could happen. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. They're just giving Taco Bell right here.
Hold on. They're selling Taco Bell there.
I'm pointing at it. If you can
they're
see right now.
They're selling you Taco Bell now. Is that
yeah,
what
you could just go over there.
Wow.
They're all, like you said, everything's the pressed Taco Bell shirts. Dude, the intercom. I can't even Ooh. Imagine the first time I go there tomorrow at lunch.
Intercom.
Exactly at lunch. I'd probably go for breakfast. The intercom, this got to sound perfect. They probably
yeah, the
have brand
EQ
new.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah,
the...
It's all equalized. Yeah, yeah, it hasn't gone out of whack or anything yet. Yeah. They're going to ask me, does everything look right on the screen? I'm going to be like, yes.
Everything looks right on the screen and in my life. Like, it just everything looks yeah. right in general. Yes.
Just yes. Yes. Everything looks right.
They'll have the window situation figured out. Like, it won't be some bullshit where it's like, oh, no, go to the second yeah. window. Skip the first. But it'll be no, that'll all be perfect.
Yeah. The other thing that's awesome is there's nobody over here. Nobody knows it's over here. I bet you for
a while. Smarter than to build it there. Yeah.
Yeah. For a while, I'll just go there and it'll just be me getting my Taco Bell and that's it. There'll be wow. nobody. Because the other
we
two.
We have all this extra Taco Bell. Do you need any yeah. of it?
We can't. Taco Bell produces a certain amount of Taco Bell every day. It doesn't matter what people order. We have to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
Normally, it's going to take a while. We understand it's going to take a while.
Taco Bell product for the day. It's like they're pretty. Yeah. yeah.
Oh, man. It's amazing. There's going to be nobody there. It's brand new. The other two I go to are in the worst spots with the most, like, the shittiest, like, parking and everything. This one, it's just like, there's no parking. It's just a taco. You just, I think. You drive in and they give you Taco Bell and then you're out on the street again already. It's not like in a, you know, the shopping center-y Taco Bells where there's a fucking million people doing other non-Taco Bell related things.
No, yeah. You need to have a specialized zone.
This is just for Taco Bell
just
people.
Just for Taco Belling.
Yeah. There's no reason it should be there. I don't even know if it's real. I want to go look again. On the way home, I'm going to just confirm.
Yeah, make
it
sure.
shouldn't be here. It's not. It's amazing. There's nothing over here. I'll show you whenever you come up here again. We'll try it out.
I don't. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know if people get it, but you know, like I don't know if we're not being sponsored by Taco Bell or anything. Like, there's no. This is just Sam is. This is literally this. Like, it just is. This is what it is. This is Sam reacting. This is a very. This is a bit of humanity on the show. This is a bit of just raw,
very organic. Yeah.
Raw Taco Bell's not organic, but this
yeah,
this reaction
it's inorganic.
Is.
Yeah. the Taco Bell, because here's the problem with it. I love McDonald's. I'm not going to say one bad thing about McDonald's, but you can't go to McDonald's and be like, I want to eat a light kind of thing, and you're just eating 1,000 or 1,500 calories.
See, you know, I'll help your point. I just tried to do that because we had, so we were at a thingy and someone's birthday, so there's a bunch of cake and we hadn't eaten.
And you're like, fuck this, I'm going to McDonald's. Yeah,
this cake. We'll see. You watched the cake later.
They were like cutting the cake. This is taking too long. Go to McDonald's. I would already have my McDonald's right now.
Yeah. and we were starving because it was, you know, late dinner for us. And so we're like, well, okay, we'll grab some cake and then we'll go eat something. And I was like, well, I'm just going to go to McDonald's. By the way, this was my first McDonald's, I believe, since the food poisoning incident.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Wow. It's hard to get over.
Because I kept driving by I kept driving thinking I want McDonald's. And then I would see the one that gave me food poisoning. And I'm like, God, if it was any other McDonald's. If I was anywhere else, I would just do it. But I keep seeing that one because it happens to be where I drive a lot. And I'm just like, nah, I can't.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So I got I almost didn't get chicken because that's what did it to me last time. But I was like, you know what? We're in a different place. This is a better McDonald's.
I'm in a different place in my life.
Yeah, I've grown a lot since then. Like, so I tried. McDonald's is this new.
Your body's already adjusted to that food poisoning McDonald's. It's ready to eat it again and it won't affect you this time.
My body assured me. Pretty sure you can't get that twice. It's fine. Anyway. We promise we won't do that again. Like,
yeah.
My body's like, we will not misbehave again like that in the face
of McDonald's. Please give us more McDonald's. Yeah.
It was an accent, honest. I don't even think it was some new thing. They have a new dude. They're going off the rails. I know.
They do it like once a year. They're like, let's just try some weird shit. Fuck everything.
Yeah, let's.
I had a joke about that too, by the way. But go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. But I tried. I was like, oh, I'm gonna just get just the burger or whatever, or just the sandwich, I guess would be the proper word. And I ended up getting the chicken because I was like, all right, I want to be a little healthier because I'm about to eat a bunch of fucking cake. Yeah. So I got a chicken. Like, dude, it sounded great. It was like,
which one?
Dijon.
Did you get? Oh yeah.
Dijon something. I don't know.
Was it bacon Dijon?
Bacon,
maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded great. The first bite was good. And then the second bite was like, no. Like it sucked. I was disappointed.
It's weird. The thing I was going to say about that is I thought about it. First, I was thinking like they can't make anything except for the best things that they already make. It's weird. They've got the Big Mac and whatever else you want to order, the burger stuff. Whenever they try something new, it is never good. And then I thought
the thing that killed me, that gave me the poisoning, was the artisan grilled chicken sandwich or something. I like that actually. That's the one thing I like. I think it's become a menu staple though. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not a Big Mac. Anyway,
no. Of course it's not a big
deal. Yeah, the thing I thought is that they're going like, all right, we just have to make you like, you know, appreciate the Big Mac. That's
all. Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I'll order something else. And you get one of the new ones and then you go, oh, I can't wait to have a Big Mac next time. And then it just keeps the Big Mac. It's, you know, it's like a loss leader or something.
It's just a necessary evil. It's like, all right, we'll give you this option. Look. You know this is a bad decision. We know this is a bad decision, but we'll let you make a mistake in order to learn, in the future.
It's like the yin and the yang. You know, you have to have the chicken sandwich, whatever stupid new one they have, and then it balances out your Big Mac.
Yeah.
Because you can get a Big Mac every single time you go. Our dad did it his entire life.
No.
Literally. No.
Yeah,
that's right.
He got the big and tasty.
Yeah.
That's what he got every single time.
When he was when I was younger, I remember him getting a Big Mac like every single time. But then, he did kind of switch it up. I don't know why.
Yeah, but once he switched, that was the rest of his life. He had two phases. Our dad's life could be categorized into two major movements, like two major, periods. He had his Big Mac period and his, Big and Tasty.
So, anyway, that was mostly it. I just can't believe. But anyway, what I was going to say is, like, I can go over there if I'm kind of feeling fat or whatever. I can just get a couple Fresco tacos. They're like nothing.
Yeah.
They're delicious. You put sauce in them that has almost no calories. You get yourself a,
How many calories is a Fresco taco?
It's not that much. Maybe like 300.
All right.
You get like two of those.
Four of them, yeah.
You wouldn't get one. But you get like two and you still have the Taco Bell, whatever it is, the essence of Taco Bell in your system. It doesn't really matter.
Mm.
The sauce or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you can't really do that at McDonald's.
I agree. Yeah, McDonald's is a tough one. It's If you're not in the mood to get the Big Mac, the number one, then it's kind of tough. Like, it's not as Taco Bell definitely has more different things I like, I think. It's like, yeah. It's always, that's why we did, dude, I laugh every time. And if there's anyone who truly gets us, they will still be laughing every time they go to a McDonald's menu. Because one of my favorite things we were talking about is how fucking stressful the Taco Bell menu is.
Yeah.
It's so stressful because you have to do you have to go through like four different levels of fucking algorithms to figure out like, okay, I want this. All right, step one, I want like a Crunchwrap. And so you're like, okay, yeah. Crunchwrap. And then you're like, that's not, I can't just get a Crunchwrap. What else do I go? And then you think of something else you want. And then you notice like, oh, wait, there's a meal that's something. And then there's like a box.
But it has like 14 crunchy tacos with yeah. the Crunchwrap.
It'll be a Crunchwrap and two dog shit tacos that you don't even want. And you're like, well, yeah. it's cheaper somehow.
Than I'll just choke down one taco and then eat the Crunchwrap.
Like you're like, I'll eat one sacrificial taco. Like one. Yeah. I'll take one taco for the team. But I'm
it's
not
like they're
do
overstocked
two.
On tacos yeah. and they have to like put them with everything. I don't want one of those shitty crunchy tacos. They're gross.
But it's I it, hate but I love it because it's so it, I end up looking through every item, every menu yeah. number combination like 100 times to figure it out.
Yeah, you know, if you're feeling
somewhere, you feel the difficulty is somewhere you feel like on that menu is exactly what I want.
Yeah,
you're
the
like,
perfect order exists.
The perfect order is out there for you.
Yeah,
waiting, and you can never find it though. In McDonald's, yeah. it's like, okay, I want this or I want that, done. Like, there's no, you don't, it's like either you're having a Big Mac and fries or fucking something else in fries. It doesn't,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Totally.
I know. I love it. Yeah. It's great. You can, if you're not that hungry, you get a couple things that are maybe even 600-700 calories. If you're super hungry, you get like 9,000.
We're not getting sponsored by any of
this. No. We're just, I don't care.
Literally just talking about our love for these things. I love it. We should probably, yeah. We should,
yeah.
I think, well, I mean, 20 minutes is the right amount on
yeah. That's enough. The other thing I have a lot of things actually, but one quick thing I thought of that it's not so much a home like an old home memory thing as much as I thought of it I don't know why I thought of this the other day, but I was thinking how the fuck did I think of this? Oh, I think I was taking out the garbage, I guess. And I was thinking about how amazing composting is. Like it's fucking awesome. Do you have it? No, does I was wondering like how many people have ever composted.
Is this one of those things you miss not being on Earth anymore, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, that yeah. too.
Satellite compost composting.
But does everybody know that? I don't know if everyone knows that you can you should see the shit that I used to compost. Like
you mean
with you know we had okay. So we lived on a little, you know, 8 acres when we were growing up and we had chickens and ducks and whatever, a bunch of stuff. And then there was just this, our dad built just this, like, how the fuck do you even?
It's like a stall. Like
a
wooden,
it's like a
like
horse
the
stall.
Shittiest.
Yeah. Yeah, disgusting.
Like half of one.
Yeah. It's like a back wall. It's not a wall. Yeah. It's like, it's going to say, so it's made out of wood.
Yeah.
And it's just one piece of wood thick.
Thick. Okay. I thought you were, it's boards like stacked on each other.
Yeah. Planks up. Okay. High. So. Not 2x4s, skinnier and taller than that, I guess.
Skinnier and taller, 4x6, or 1x6s or something?
I never did that kind of stuff. You did a little bit. Maybe,
I didn't either. I would guess they're, 1x6 or something like that.
So it's basically three walls. It's like a left wall, a right wall, and a back wall. That's it. And then
and
there was
and
board,
how high would you say? Maybe 4 feet
four,
high?
Yeah, 4 feet.
And it's basically, a cube, but not. But like half a cube.
A cube with a wall missing that you're looking into. But remember that board that was like in the front? That...
oh, my God. I forgot about that until you just said that. Oh, man.
It's somehow there was a board that kept all the shit in there if it got too big. And you had to like remove. So you'd remove
that.
That
was plywood.
Yeah.
So there's a plywood thing, a piece that it was like it slid in like a puzzle piece kind of like slid in the front. And the purpose of that was you take it out. Well, you're going to do this, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, okay. So I don't know how many people that have always lived in the city understand what composting even is. Probably they kind of know the term.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, especially because like the hippie movement. I don't know. There's people who... There's even... Dude, did you know there's like composting toilets or whatever? Like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gross. They have these toilets for hippies where you just shit in this thing and it just sits there forever. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck happens to it, but
well, that's
disgusting.
A good seg. Well, that's a good intro to what I was going to say. You can literally put anything in there. You could put human corpses, like horse heads, like shoes, tires, anything. Like I used to put chicken shit, like shovelfuls of chicken shit, like eggshells, lead, all our garbage from in the house that was like food garbage.
Yeah,
like,
any sort of food garbage.
Any food garbage. We just would bring it out, like take that out to the compost, and you just take
moldy
out
moldy bread. Like, yeah, like moldy mom bread. Would let like accidentally let a bunch of bread go moldy somehow. Mm-hmm. I remember throwing a whole chunk of that in there.
Yeah. You would identify like, oh, that's awesome for the compost pot.
Yeah, that's the
that's
thing.
A perfect
you're
compost.
Keeping an eye out for like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is gonna be killer.
Yeah, that one's gonna go in the compost, and you just throw it in this giant disgusting
make a hell
pile
of compost.
Yeah, and mix that with a bunch of chicken shit and whatever, and then so every couple weeks, my dad would tell me to like turn the compost pile or whatever.
Turn it over.
So you go, you go out with a shovel and you just shovel disgusting garbage shit for a while. It's just a big brown mess.
And the goal is to try to mix it up. Like you're trying to get for the stuff that's on the bottom to the top. I don't know. Because I don't, how necessary do you even think that was? Like, I don't think that was that just him fucking with us or what? Like, if the,
probably not. The bottom was just a muddy shit, like mud stew. It's disgusting. Anyway. You do that for what, like a year? Like you have a compost plow going
for...
Dude,
we would put leaves in there.
Yeah,
like
everything.
We'd put just dry... And that would be a big barrier. Like I would... That would be the thing where we're like, man, I don't know if this is going to work. Like,
exactly.
Are we pushing this concept?
Exactly. Every time you would go, this is not going to compost.
Yeah, no
this is going to... This is stupid.
Because the leaves, because they're, you know, they're fluffy and they're airy and they're whatever, they would double the...
Yeah.
The compost, like it would double the I was gonna say mass, but that's not right. Just the volume, like it would. So you'd be like, "There, this can't. This, there's no way."
You just see leaves mixed with dirt, and you're like, "It's not gonna do anything."
Yeah, it'll just be leafy dirt.
Yeah, and then like somehow magically, I don't remember 6 months, 4 months. You'd have a certain compost
I have
going.
No concept of how what time that would be. A week? I don't know. No,
it was
definitely
a long
2 months, maybe 3 months.
Months for sure. Okay. It just sits there. You don't put, like, it's not like we put yeast in it or, you know, like,
or something.
Yeah, you don't introduce a mixture to it. You just literally just sit a bunch of shit together for however long. And then it turns into the most perfect, magical soil, perfect dirt of all time. Mm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you sprinkle that over your garden and then you put like a seed in there and it turns into a full tree that goes.
Turtles too, Secret of the Ooze.
Like, all the way up into the sky.
Yeah.
And it produces the lifetime supply. Of,
and then you climbed up and there's
it's
a giant.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that because I haven't done that for 30 years or whatever, 25 years. And it's kind of fun.
I've still been doing it.
Oh, okay.
No.
I can see why hippies made the excuse to do that in the city because it's awesome. It's like, it's sort of like I was talking about doing the leaves on the pool last week where it's just, it's a cool little thing you got going in your life. You're like, well, I got my compost pile. It's like 2 months into the 4 months.
Definitely a major conversation piece.
No, it's just for you.
Hey, how's your compost pile?
It's just you and your compost pile.
Oh, okay.
It's just a thing in your mind that's going. It's like I have the next, whatever, 6 months of compost to live for.
Think about, yeah.
Yeah.
Live for.
Yeah, like you're in a certain point of that 6 months. You're at the very beginning. You're like, I, that's fun. You get to pick.
Could have very well been the only thing keeping our dad going, really.
Yeah. It's nice. You walk by it. You know, oh, there's the compost pile. It looks pretty much good. How it did a week ago. But I know underneath the bottom that things are happening. It's a slow, it's like a slow dough bread thing you're working on that's going to turn into a beautiful shit loaf. Delicious loaf of shit.
Yeah, we would definitely put shit loaves in there too.
Everything. Anything you could find, you put in there.
Yeah.
Eagles, like there's falcons in there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to spend more time, although I guess I can't think of any like specific joke or anything, but just having to turn it over was fucking
disgusting.
Annoying as hell. So the whole point was it would be a big bin of shit, and then you take the front plywood thing I was talking about, you take that out, and so that it would, you know, kind of, and you would think, oh, well, then it's going to pile on out, like it's going to flow out. No. It's a cube of just shit. Like it's just a shit cube. And you have to like, excuse me, in order to pick it out, in order to turn it over, which was what our dad made us do, you have to like chisel it out. with the shovel, like chiseling this cube of
a
shit.
A flat shovel.
Flat shovel. And eventually you can get it all the way out and then you shovel it back in and that's turning over. I've never heard of this ever. Like no one else I know of, but who knows? Maybe this will be like the satellite dish. God, those are the best things we've ever.
Yeah. Heard. I wonder how many people, that's why I wish we had millions of listeners. I want to know the exact percentage of people that have done
billions,
composting. Yeah. It's too many. I just can't. I guess
for any given thing, we get so many people that we don't know how representative it is.
The thing that people probably don't believe me on that I swear is true is at the end, you could take the dirt. Okay. You watched yourself put like pure chicken shit, like pounds of it in there.
You probably put an actual chicken in there. Yeah. You probably could. We didn't.
But. With bread moldy, just disgusting shit. At the end of it, when it's ready, you could take that dirt in your hands and smell it and like rub it on your hands.
You grab a handful of that perfect dirt and you just
it smells so good.
It would have a good like sponginess to it and you just
it's the most perfect soil you've ever seen. That's great. After somehow the microorganisms, whatever they do,
fucking bugs,
they just eat it all up and process it. And it's perfect. It's amazing.
Maybe this was like our version of the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny, where our dad was just buying perfect soil and
just replaced it. Yeah.
No, because
I could see
that would never happen.
The way you can tell is you can still see little pieces of the eggs and like, you know, lettuce and stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's
the
just really
egg
small.
Eggshell was the giveaway. I think eggshell is pretty resilient. Like you still see a little bit of eggshell in there.
Yeah. Mm. I kind of miss it. I kind of wish I had a compost pile. Yeah. Seriously, I'm not even joking. It's kind of nice. Yeah. I'm in a garden.
I was gonna say you don't have anything to use it for. But
fuck,
sell. Hey, like dirt. Get your dirt here.
Like a composter without a garden.
Anyway. Dude, I need to give it a crucial update because I talked about briefs, right? I talked about
briefly.
Yeah,
too easy.
The brief I issued about no.
I said I would try out briefs, I talked about that, right? You did, okay, so
the briefs arrived. The briefs arrived and
safely, I hope.
They're MeUndies and they're the fabric. Oh, see, I got one on right here. So the fabric is very thin, so that's cool. So that, I mean, there's the briefs part of it, and then there's also the MeUndies part of it. So there's two components there, because I could have bought your normal, you know, 8-year-old boy white briefs that Sam probably wears.
No, I don't wear white.
Oh, okay. Well, but anyway, so there's that. But as far as, so I need to ask you some things about briefs in general, because I think these are pretty cool. Like, they're interesting. It's taking some getting used to, but like, is it normal for, like, do your, if you're sitting or if you're, you know, moving around, adjusting, like, do your balls come out of the briefs at all?
that's when I know that they're done.
Oh,
my balls are coming out. Yeah. It's not supposed to do that.
Your balls are done.
That's when I know I'm too old. My balls are done and they won't stay in there anymore. That's really uncomfortable when you're.
Well,
especially
I'm not talking, hold on. I'm not talking, for me, okay, so you're painting a different scenario where your full ball is coming out. I'm not talking
balls
full
are
ball.
Hanging out
I'm
the
talking
side.
Like, imagine I was wearing a skirt and I did like a basic instinct kind of just, you know, I was moved my legs in a way. There, it's possible someone would catch a glimpse of some ballage, like some amount of my ball, just that like, because the
you're
I don't
wearing
know.
A G-string or... That's not right. There's not enough width.
Here, I'm trying to examine here. So,
I'm looking at the MeUndies, and maybe it's just like a.
Do I need a smaller? Does it need to be tighter or something? I don't know. I don't know how these fucking things work.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to do that, really.
Okay, so that's
The whole point. It's like they just keep everything.
Well, I mean, it does. But I'm just talking a little. There might be a little loose. Like maybe it's not the exact, you know, dimensions that I need. So there's a little bit of looseness going on there. So maybe that's the problem. But
I'm just looking at the pictures, and they're tiny.
Yeah, they're
maybe that's
tiny.
That's the problem. These are like Speedos.
Yeah,
those are too small.
That briefs.
That's
the difference.
Too small.
I don't know. Well, anyway. They are pretty cool. I like them. I mean, I'm getting stuff done. I'm moving around. I feel freer. Yeah. I feel definitely can move around a lot. It does feel a little bit weird, because like I feel like my butt. I feel like you could definitely be more objectified in these.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it, but like if I were, let's say I just needed to change. I don't know, some random situation where, you know, I need to change my pants or trying something with the, you know, boxer briefs or whatever the fuck I used to wear, those things. I would do that. No problem. I'd be like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Take off my, whatever.
No one even notices.
Don't even care. It's like you're wearing little shorts. and don't care. This, like, I feel like if I for some reason, like, oh, I need to change my pants real quick, I would ask anyone to, like, leave the house or leave the yeah. city. Because I feel like it's more, you know, like, the cut is a little, it's weird. It's a new feeling for me. I'll just say that. It's a new feeling for me.
Yeah, that is the one downside, even though, even the ones I wear, which are not as tight and small as the ones, sexies, these pictures I'm looking yeah. at. Yeah, these are like Olympic diver type underwear. That's what it looks like. I don't know about that. Yeah. But yeah, it is kind of like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be like in, yeah, I'm going to be mostly naked. Yeah. You don't feel way more naked when you take right. your pants off.
You can really, I'm really feeling like the curvature of my butt is really on display for anyone yeah. to see. Whereas with the boxer briefs, it doesn't even look like there's anything going on. It's just a fucking, it's just fabric and just a loose bag. So yeah. it's new, but just that's the update. I think I'm mostly sticking with it, you know, especially in the summer months. It's a big, they're lighter, they're, you know, that's good. So that's,
I think when you try to go, if or when you try to go back to the other thing, you'll be like, I can't do this. It's Ooh. It's weird. I tried it once and I was like, there's no way.
Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll try that tonight.
Yeah, try it. Yeah. Once you're used to the briefs, it's tough.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it's easier to go.
I might just go back. Yeah, I might just go back.
I don't like these. I wouldn't buy these MeUndies. From what the pictures I'm seeing, yeah. they're way too small.
Okay. All right. So, but, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's that update. So I'm not going to wear any skirts, basically.
Yeah, don't wear any skirts.
No. You definitely want boxer briefs if you're going to wear skirts.
Yeah. Well, I have a softball update, I guess.
Oh, my God. Yes. We have 9 minutes. Let's do it.
I think people are maybe thinking I'm forcing this, like I'm trying to think of new softball stories or what. I'm not. I don't need to talk about this every week. It's just new things just keep happening that are amazing that I have to say. So last week, I think it was, that wasn't it, that I talked about how I talked to the other parent and he was talking yep. all kinds of shit and all that. Yeah, that happened. That was all real.
Mm-hmm.
I went to another game like the other day, not the one.
By
that,
the way, yeah, what is this league? She played like 40 games or something.
Well, they
like
had all the rainouts. There's like, it was raining like every day. So they're trying to, there's only 1 week left, I just found out, which sucks. But they're trying to make up some games that they missed earlier in the season because it kept raining. Okay. So they're doing like Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. There's like 3 games a week. It's crazy.
Okay.
But I think they had to make up game on Tuesday. So the very night after the last show, or no, we did it on whatever. Anyway, I got to the game and the guy that I was talking to was talking all the shit. He's on the fucking bench. He's like, he has like a shirt on, like I'm a coach shirt
wow.
on the bench. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? This guy telling me like the coach hates them and he hates her and
wow.
his daughter doesn't play or whatever. His daughter never gets to pitch when she's a good pitcher. And I'm like, how did this happen? Like, 3 days later, he's part of the team now. Yeah. It's the weirdest fucking thing. So I was like, okay, maybe I started thinking of all these things. Like, maybe did he think it was threatening that I also cared about the team and my daughter? So I was going to like move in and become the assistant coach. So we had to go like hurry up and do that or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. Mm. Makes no sense. So he's coaching the game and I was watching and my daughter was playing, you know, I don't remember if I said it, but when I talked to him the game before, we were talking about how the girls are all out of position and like, you know, just yeah. all the things that the coach is not doing that like you mm-hmm. would just do. And I was watching the game and he's there and his daughter's pitching and he just fucking doing nothing. Like there's girls all out of position. My daughter was out of position. He doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. All the shit he said when he was on the sidelines in his safe little complainy zone, talking shit about the coach. He's coaching. He's not doing any of those things.
Wow.
He's just watching his daughter pitch. All he cares about is his daughter pitching. Doesn't care about what anyone else is doing. So my daughter's totally out of position. They hit balls that are in the, you know, right where the hole where people are. It's like, what the fuck? I can't even believe this. And I told you that he's also fully softball guy where he's saying all these stupid fucking things. The girl, just one example I told you is that he's coaching first base when our team is hitting
mm-hmm.
and a girl, you know, is walking, like a girl strikes out or gets a hit, whatever. And the next girl's about to go up to home plate. So she's walking out of the dugout near first base because their dugout, they were on the first base side where their dugout is. And he says, I don't know what her name was, but he says, whatever, Emmy or something. He's like, hey, come see me, huh? Yeah. And that means like get a hit at first or, you know, get a hit at home plate so that you have to run to first where he is now coaching first. Come see me.
Come see
me. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Well, you and I could never say anything like that. No. I could never say anything like that. If they said like, hey, you, Mr. Coach Smith, you have to, you're going to have to use some of the softball
or
logo.
We'll kill
like,
your family.
Lingo. Yeah. Or, yeah, or you're out of a job.
I was just going right to the inevitable line that I would have.
What
to,
kind like, of murders would it be? Like, I just, yeah. would it be a quick.
Clean murders? Or
yeah. I'm not saying come see me. I'm just going to say get a hit. Like, just say whatever it is.
Yeah try. Hey,
what is the point? Why do people do that?
Good luck.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you have to say something creative that means the other thing
God,
that you would just
worst.
Say? It's so fucking stupid. It's like, there could be a guy. Okay, here's what's stupid. There could be one guy that does that. And everybody hears it and goes, oh, that's stupid. I'm not saying that. That was what would happen. Like, I could accept that there'd be a few people that just say that because they're stupid and annoying, that's not what happens. Some guy says that and then everybody goes, oh, I should say that. I'm going to start
you know
saying
what?
That.
I mean, this isn't exactly the same, but last night I was watching hockey and these fucking guys, the announcers for playoff hockey is the worst. It's the worst. Playoff hockey is the greatest thing to ever happen. Like in my opinion, it's unbeatable. Like an incredible sport. Every minute is a heart attack, and they have to try to say all these fucking things all the time. And the thing the guy said that you've probably you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. I'll tell you what was happening, and you tell me the thing that they said. Mm-hmm. I bet you'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Maybe. So there was. Oh, it might have been today. I don't know. Today or last night. Doesn't matter. At some point, there was like. Several people two guys ran into each other and then another guy lost the thing. There is a glove and three sticks on the ground on the ice. So naturally they had to say,
man, I don't know. There's an extra player on the ice. No, there is a,
you know it.
Oh man. I know it.
You
actually.
Know
it.
Yeah.
I know it. Wait, I know it.
And here, I'll give you some more time.
I know it.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll give you some more time. The beauty part of this one was, they said, because you know how opening for it. Like there's a, if the minute it's on the screen, someone says, oh, that's a, this thing that I don't know if I'm supposed to give it away to you yet or not.
I can't remember.
Someone
just
says,
say
oh, that's a, this thing. The minute, like that would be fine, but it's a yard sale.
They always
say. So when there's a bunch of like equipment, like a guy's, you know, glove or a couple sticks, whatever, they always have to say it's a yard sale out there, whatever. They just have to. It's in their
a yard
contracts.
Sale on the ice because there's pieces of hockey equipment on the ice.
Exactly.
Yeah, hilarious.
There's more than one piece of any number more than one is a fucking yard sale. So what was so great about this is, I think because there's three assholes on this. There's the main asshole. There's always a team of three assholes. There's the main fucking dick, or is it two? No, I think it's three. There's the main
usually.
Dick.
Maybe two and then one on the ice
level.
Yeah,
exactly. In the playoffs, in normal season, there's two usually. In the playoffs, there's three dicks. There's a main dick and there's a side dick. And then there's an on-the-ice dick. So he's
the
like,
on-the-ice dick is basically playing in the game. Like he knows what the players are thinking, what their attitude, their body language. He's like on basically in the game.
Yeah, and he can always say the thing. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's probably the most worthwhile on the sidelines sports thing, you know, like all the football on the sidelines is fucking nothing. On the ice, at least, they're usually stationed right between the two benches.
Yeah.
And so they can hear like, oh, there's a lot of chirping and blah, whatever. That's always what they say. But in this situation where there's a fucking yard sale, they clearly like two of the guys were like, all right, we're not going to say it. Like this is too fucking hacky. Like we've been there. We all know what this is. So they had already described the scene for like 10 seconds. They were always like, wow, would you look at that? There's a glove out there. You got two sticks. Whoa. Oh, and I think there's another stick out there. Oh yeah, there's another stick. And then the third guy, like after all that, like, okay, we've been there. We've covered it. We're not going to say it. The third guy was, it's a yard sale. Oh, fuck. Come on.
Yeah.
We weren't going to do it. We almost got through it. Like you know, like there's a time, if you said right away, like if the guys had just said, oh, and there's a yard sale on the ice, as we, you know, right away, it's like, all right, I hate it, but whatever, you did it. But I think the added 10 seconds of like, oh, I'm thinking of this. Ooh, I got a great one. Like that should be enough time for you to think like, we've all heard this fucking thing 100 times.
So dumb.
Yeah, it was really bad. Now, I guess we're about done, but the other magical thing that I heard the corniest fucking announcer say, Doc or whatever, like he goes by that, I guess. He had to say at the end of one of the games, they showed the stats for how many hits there were, and he said, "The H in hockey stands for hits." It's like, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't stand for anything. It's just a word, hockey.
You could say it stands for hockey, I guess. Like, that would be the one thing you could say, because it's the H
in hockey stands for hockey.
Exactly. Because the hockey comes after it.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Kind of. Like, if you just called it H, then it would stand for hockey. Mm. But it doesn't stand for, it's not an acronym. There's no,
It's not hits on cups, canes, everything. Yeah. Maybe it is actually. Yeah. That's pretty.
That sounded pretty spot on. Exactly. You're right. Sorry. I need to edit this.
What
out.
Was it again? I forgot.
What? I already forgot.
Hits on cups. Yeah. Canes. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Something like that.
So stupid. And then he said, "Yeah." What was the? And then no. So what he said after that? Because they had hit a lot of posts in this game. They hit, you know, that means for any non-hockey people, they hit the post, it didn't go in, it rattled off. If you're not a hockey person, you're probably a fucking soccer person. I guess that can happen in soccer too or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and so he said, the H stands for hits. And I was like, that's the dumbest fucking thing anyone's ever said. And he said, if there was a P, it would stand for posts.
Oh my God.
So he can't even just do an already stupid thing, which is think of the word hockey, the letters in it, and come up with something like H hits, whatever. Can't even do that. He just has to say for no reason. Like, there's no motivation behind this at all. There's no. He just has to say, if there were a P, it would stand for post. Sure, it wouldn't stand for puck. Like, it wouldn't. Yeah. Why would it stand for post? I'm just curious. Like, what? Yeah, anyway, dumbest fucking thing. God, they're so bad. They're so bad. It sucks. I wish they weren't that bad. It's only that main set of dicks, though. I hate them. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for our bullshit show. And thanks for everyone for listening. Thanks for pledging. And we're going to go do some bonus extra over on patreon.com/shoeshine. So we'll see you there.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at Patreon.com/ShoeShine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.